This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
God's golden shore.
Well, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith. Our opening tune is one called Galatea, and that was from the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, recorded in 1971 in Sydney, Australia, when we went over there and were doing some recordings over there and playing some concerts over there. That was an original tune written by me and put together by the whole band, and I hope you enjoyed that. And Man of Constant Sorrow has become an absolute classic of bluegrass music, and that version was by Tony Ellis with Dudley Connell singing the lead part there. Tom Gray was playing bass and Lester Woody was playing fiddle, and Tony was doing all that great banjo back up there. Welcome to Back Porch Bluegrass. I hope you're going to enjoy the show I've got lined up for you. I've got all sorts of things on the show this time. I've also been standing looking at my rows of LPs and thinking there's so much good music in there. I'll have to play some of that. At our Back Porch Bluegrass jam session on Sunday, I sang a song that I learned off this album. And in fact, I'll play the original for you now. If you were at Back Porch Bluegrass, this is where I got it from. One of my heroes in my early days was Eric Weisberg, who together with Marshall Brickman put up an album called Two Dimensions and Banjo and Bluegrass. And there was some fine banjo playing there by these two New York boys, and they had Gordon Terry and Clarence White helping them out on guitar and fiddle. There was some great music there, and I always loved what Eric Weisberg did. And then he put out an album with the Blue Velvet Band with Bill Keith on banjo and some pedal steel. Eric Weisberg played guitar and electric guitar. Jim Rooney played acoustic guitar, and Richard Green played the fiddle. And there was all sorts of music on that album that I really enjoyed. We're going to hear a couple of tracks throughout the show, but this first one is a song I've always loved. It's not particularly bluegrass, but I think it's a great bluegrass song, and our band just never got around to doing it. It's one called The Hitchhiker, and here is Eric Weisberg singing the song for you. Hope you're going to enjoy this.
He won't somebody stop and give a poor boy a ride, for the nighttime will be coming soon and it's getting cold outside, and my hand is getting numb from sticking out my thumb. But if I can just keep moving, then I'll be satisfied, 'cause I'm a hitchhiker, I'm a boy without a home, a suitcase and my old guitar are the only things I own. And though I tried to settle down in many a city and town, the only time I'm happy is when I'm rambling round. On the freeway or on Route 66, with nothing in my pocket except my old guitar picks, and I'll be glad to sing a song if you'll just take me along. But if you don't like my singing, we can just talk politics, 'cause I'm a hitchhiker, I'm a boy without a home, a suitcase and my old guitar are the only things I own. And though I've tried to settle down in many a city and town, the only time I'm happy is when I'm rambling round. Settle down in lots of little towns, the only time I'm happy
Oh, I think that's a great song, and it does me good just hearing it again. I love the way he sings it. It's a great bluegrass song. If you're looking for a song to do with your band, that'd be perfect. And you could hear that just the way the piano sort of did the banjo part and everything like that. Hitchhiker by Eric Weisberg of the Blue Velvet Band. Let's hear a fiddle to you now from Glenn Duncan. Had this LP sitting on my shelves for a long time. Got some lovely music on it. Glenn Duncan has lately been suffering from a stroke that he suffered while driving and had an accident, I understand, and is unable to play at present. Here he is, probably at the top of his form in 1988. The tune is called Sweetwater, and he wrote it when he was touring with Jim and Jesse, and on it he's playing fiddle, and he's got acoustic guitar played by Roland White, and the banjo by Alan Shelton. That's a real Jim and Jesse man for you. Acoustic guitar solo is Robert Boland, and the mandolin solo is by Jesse McReynolds. Terry Smith on the acoustic bass. It's a lovely tune called Sweetwater. See what you think. It's a tune, Sweetwater, from Glenn Duncan and a bunch of his friends doing some fine picking there. Let's listen to the Cody Norris Show now. Rhinestone Revival was the name of the album that I got this off, and they're the ones that wear the brightly coloured suits and lots of rhinestones on them, and actually they best play really good old hard-driving bluegrass. Here's a song called Looking at the World Through a Windshield. Good song for all you people who do a lot of driving. Here's Cody Norris Show.
a little bitty kid. I remember one time Mama said, Daddy sends you all of his love from Frisco Bay. I didn't understand till I was grown why my daddy didn't spend much time at home instead of wandering around the country that way. Oh, I'm looking at the world through a windshield, and I see everything in a little bit different light. I got a cute little thing I'm a dying to see in Nashville, and I'm down around Dallas, better roll on south tonight. You see, we're burnt off of this rig by the likes of me, and they'll ride along the highway in this land. I'm gonna sign my name in that diesel smoke and let the one that come along behind me choke. Try to keep his pace, I'm a-sitting any time they can. Oh, I'm looking at the world through a windshield, and I see everything in a little bit different light. I got a cute little thing I'm a-dying to see in Nashville, and I'm down around Dallas, better roll on south tonight. Rig through the sleet and rain, and I've driven through the rough terrain of the Rockies to the docks of old L.A. On down that old Pacific shore, swing north and head for Baltimore, somewhere about 2,000 miles away. Oh, I'm looking at the world through a windshield, watching it fly by me on the right. I got a sweet little thing I'm a dying to see in Nashville, and I'm down around
Oh, his delivery on those songs owes a lot to Jimmy Martin, doesn't he? He plays the same style of bluegrass and does some great songs. If you go on YouTube, you can find a whole lot of clips of the Cody Norris show, and they're great to watch, but really they're got the fancy suits and they're just playing really straight ahead bluegrass music, which what could be better than that, eh? One of the portions of my shelves is taken up by Seldom Seen and Country Gentlemen and Adore Lawson Records. I was a big fan of their music right through the 1970s, 80s and so on. And the early Seldom Seen records were an absolute delight to a bluegrasser like me. And I've got a book about the bluegrass life of John Duffy, and I've reread that a couple of times, just been rereading it again and finding out the history of John Duffy and the music with the in the early days with people like Buzz Busby and Bill Emerson, then later on with the Country Gentlemen, and then with Seldom Seen, and the various changes throughout Seldom Seen. Very interesting book, fascinating insight into the life of John Duffy. But he had a huge influence on all the groups that he played with. And this is from the Seldom Seen album. I think it's about Act 3, but it's not called Act 3. It came out 1976. And it's a song, the one that I've picked out. It's called If That's the Way You Feel. It's a Stanley Brothers song. John always did like the Stanley Brothers music. He was at loggerheads with them occasionally with Ralph about different things just because their approach to the music was different. But John really enjoyed their music. And If That's the Way You Feel was a Stanley Brothers song that Seldom Seen did a great job on. I hope you're going to enjoy it with me.
All right, if that's the way you feel. Lucille, I still need you and I want you with me. But it's all right if that's the way.
Did things differently, didn't they? Seldom seen. John Duffy on the lead and harmony vocals, mandolin, John Starling on harmony vocals in that song and guitar, Mike Aldridge doing harmony and playing some dobro, Ben Aldridge on banjo, and Tom Gray on bass. We had Tom Gray on bass with Man of Constant Sorrow tune at the start of the song too. These musicians get around, don't they? You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith. Back Porch Bluegrass comes to you from Free FM 89.0, independent community media in Hamilton, New Zealand. And it's really just my take on bluegrass music. I've been listening to and playing bluegrass music since the mid-1960s and thoroughly enjoying it. And this show is sponsored by Shearer's Music Works. And if you need anything to do with playing music, you need to go to Shearer's. They've got a wonderful range of instruments for sale, all the accessories that you could think of, and some helpful advice from the staff working there. So Shearer's Music have done immense things for music in the Waikato area where Hamilton is based and New Zealand, and just doing a great job there, and I'm delighted they're sponsoring Back Porch Bluegrass. What have we got now? Well, there's a lot coming up in the month of March and I need to tell you about it. One of the things that's coming up is part of the Cambridge Autumn Festival, which is a delightful event that carries over a week in March. And they have a lot of music as well as art displays and other activities. There's a Hamilton County Bluegrass Band concert at the Te Awa Life. Woolshed is the name of their performance venue, and it's a Saturday afternoon at 3 p.m. and it's going to be a great concert. But I'll tell you one thing, it's probably going to be our last concert. We're all at the stage where the fingers don't work quite so well and the brains don't work quite so well, and putting on a concert's getting harder and harder. So we think this might be about the last Hamilton County Bluegrass concert you'll ever see. If you're interested in going to that concert, you can do your bookings online. Either search for Cambridge Autumn Festival, and they've got a big program of the events happening there, or search for Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, and then a link will come up to the Autumn Festival, and you can purchase your tickets online. I think you ought to do it. I think it's going to be a great concert. We can still all play and sing, but it might be the last time you'll see this particular combination of people doing that. So make sure you get in there. And just to show you that recently we've been able to sing. We'll do a song for you. This is off the These Old Hands album recorded in 2016. And it's one of the songs that we always love to include in our shows. You might see it if you come on the 23rd of March. It's called How Mountain Girls Can Love. What a truth, eh? Sounds like this.
1, 2, 3, 4. To the girl you love, treat her right, never wrong. How mountain girls can love. Riding the night on a high cold wind, on the trail of that old lonesome pine, thinking of you, feeling so blue, wondering why I left you behind. Get down boys, go back home, back to the girl you love. Treat her right, never wrong. How mountain girls can love. Remember the night we strolled down the lane, our hearts were so happy then. You whispered to me as you held me tight, thought that night would never end. Get down boys, go back home, back to the girl you love. Treat her right, never wrong. How mountain girls can love. Girl you love, treat her right, never wrong. Come out, girl can love.
Oh, listening to that, I think we're almost sure to do that as part of the concert. Alan Rhodes sings it so well. Let's hear from the Blue Velvet Band again. The last song we heard was Eric Weisberg singing about Hitchhiker. Here is Bill Keith doing a banjo and vocal tune, which is once again something you don't hear very often. And it's in a unique tuning on banjo. I actually worked out a special tuning to play this tune in and then found out I was wrong. I think it's something like a D7th tuning on his banjo. And he sings a song about Little Sadie in it. This song just always intrigued me. One of the great murder ballads. I'm not too keen on murder ballads, but Bill Keith does a great job on Little Sadie here.
Sadie and I shot her down. Went back home, I got into bed, 44 pistol under my head. Waked up next morning about 9:30. The hacks and the buggies all standing in line. Gents and the gamblers standing around, taking little Sadie to a burying ground. Done. I grabbed my hat and away I run. I made a good run, but a little too slow. They overtook me in Jericho. I standing on the corner reading the bill, when up steps the sheriff of Thomasville. He says, young man, ain't your name Brown? Remember the night you shot Sadie down? I said, yes, sir, my name is Lee. I murdered little Sadie in the first degree. In the first degree, in the second degree. If you got any papers, won't you read them to me? Put me on a train and started me back. They crammed me back in the Thomasville jail. I had no money for for to go my bail. That judge and jury that took their stand, the judge had the papers in his right hand. 41 days and 41 nights, 41 years to wear the ball and strike.
Oh, I think that's brilliant playing, and he sings it so well. Richard Green doing that lovely fiddle line behind the song, little Sadie. Bill Keith there from the album The Blue Velvet Band, Sweet Moments. It's a great album, sort of not really bluegrassy, but just fits in beautifully to the whole thing. I'd like to say hello to all the people listening on access radio stations throughout New Zealand. This show first comes out on the Hamilton Access Radio Station, Free FM 89.0, on Tuesday nights at 10 p.m. and then a couple of other times throughout the week from that station. And the other access radio stations that you might hear it from are Wellington Access Radio, Radio Hawke's Bay, Otago Access Radio, Radio Southland, Arrow FM in the Wairarapa, Plains FM in Christchurch, Raglan Community Radio, lots of opportunities to hear Back Porch Bluegrass on the radio. We also have a deal with Canada and have traded some programs with their access radio stations. So the access radio stations in Canada include CFBX in Kamloops, British Columbia, Voice of Bombay in Newfoundland, Radio Fanshawe in London, Ontario, and Prince George in British Columbia. Thanks very much for tuning in, all you people way up there. Bluegrass Planet Radio in the USA and the Southern Branch Bluegrass and Gospel Show are other stations that we know take Back Porch Bluegrass, and every now and then we hear about another one that's turning up and that is playing the show too. So appreciate your listening, as well as all the people who tune in on podcasts. Just amazing being able to do that and enjoy my take on bluegrass music from way down here in the southwestern Pacific Ocean. We maybe have a different view on things here. Now, there's another concert coming up. March is a busy month, and this is a Back Porch Bluegrass production. Every month I have a jam session on the fourth Sunday of the month. Well, this time it's going to be on the second Sunday of March. That's Sunday the 10th of March, and it's definitely going to be a backyard concert. I've got a backyard that's got some trees there, and we're delighted to have George Jackson and Brad Kolodner come out. George plays fiddle as well as a bunch of other instruments, and Brad plays clawhammer banjo. They're touring New Zealand. George comes from New Zealand originally. He's been a long time since he's lived here. He spends his days in the USA these days. We last saw him with the Missy Raines show, where he came out and was playing fiddle with Missy Raines. And this time he's brought Brad out to play some banjo. If you want to go to the Back Porch Bluegrass concert at my place on Sunday the 10th, it's going to be at 4 p.m. You need to email me to get details and a ticket. My email is paultrenwith@gmail.com. Just email me and ask for details of the George Jackson concert, and I'll get them to you via email just as quickly as I can. It's going to be a great concert, sitting out on the lawn in a deck chair and sipping at something and listening to banjo and fiddle music waft through the neighbourhood. Hope the neighbours enjoy it. I'll invite the neighbours anyway, but I hope they enjoy the concert. Hopefully it's going to be a fine day. Otherwise, we'll go inside. But here's a George Jackson fiddle tune. He has some crazy ideas. He's a very skilled fiddle player. And this is a tune from one of his earlier albums. And the tune is called Lethargy. But to be honest, it's nothing at all. Nothing at all lethargic about this tune. George Jackson and his fiddle. Thank you. George Jackson playing Lethargy, which didn't sound lethargic to me. If you want to go to his concert on Sunday, March the 10th, Backyard Concert, email me at paultrenwith@gmail.com and I'll give you all the details about how to get there and what to bring and that sort of thing. Let's listen to Seldom Seen Again with another track from that album called Picture from Life's Other Side. I've always loved John Duffy's rendition of this tune.
Just a picture from life's other side. Someone has fell by the way. A life has gone out with the tide. That might have been happy someday. There's a pool. Watching and waiting alone. Just longing to hear from a loved one so dear. Just a picture from life's other side.
Now the first scene is that of a gambler who has lost all his money at play. He takes his dead mother's ring from his finger that she wore on her wedding day. It's his last earthly treasure, but he stakes it and bows his head that his shame he might hide. But when they lifted his head, the gambler was dead. It's just a picture from life's other side. By the river of a heartbroken mother and babe. The harbor lights shine and they shimmer on an outcast who no one will save. I know she was once a true woman. Lord, darling and pride. God help her, she leaps, for there's no one to weep. It's just a picture from life's other side. Just a picture from life's other side.
just longing to hear from a loved one so dear. Just a picture from life's other side.
What a great arrangement of that old song. Love the key changes in it. Oh, sounds great. That was seldom seen. Time for a gospel song. We'll hear from Dawn Lawson now. I've got lots and lots of Dawn Lawson albums on my shelves, and this is one called Heavenly Treasures. This is pretty early on in the Quicksilver period. Doyle is playing doing the vocals, mandolin and fiddle. Terry Borkum is the banjo player and doing the bass vocals, and also plays a bit of fiddle. Jimmy Haley does the lead vocals mostly and plays guitar. Randy Graham does vocals, plays bass, and on some songs they have pedal steel from Mike Aldridge, who we just heard, but he's not on the one I've selected. Picked on a song called Gone Away as our gospel song for today.
Troubles in my soul have gone away. Troubles in my soul have gone away. Soul have gone away. I was lost out in the night,
but praise God I saw the light,
and the troubles in my soul have gone away. Gone away. All the troubles in my soul have gone away.
I was lost out in the night, but praise God I saw the light,
and the troubles in my soul have gone away. And the troubles in my soul have gone away.
Classic Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver sound, very tight, very clean, nicely arranged. That was them doing Gone Away. Remember the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band concert? You need to go online to book. Just look up Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, Cambridge Autumn Festival, and there's a place there where you can book tickets for probably the last concert. And could be a great could be a great afternoon. This is one of the songs on the 2016 album These Old Hands, written by a mandolin player, Keith McMillan. We've had him in the studio talking to him. It's one called U-Turn, about the number of times that you're going in one direction and you have to make a U-turn for a whole bunch of different reasons. Very philosophical, Keith. And it sounds like this.
Set off for Whanganui, my nav man on. Be there at 2:30, cruising along. The side road looks tempting, down it I go. Just a minute later, a voice that I hate. U-turn, when possible. U-turn, not possible. U-turn, could be rough, might be windy, but I'll go ahead anyway. Change and I'm tempted, it could be wrong. I do it, looks better going blissfully. A voice in my ear from somebody near. U-turn, when possible. U-turn, not possible. U-turn, could be rough, might be whining, but I'll go ahead anyway. We all need someone with good advice. Easier and smoother to get somewhere nice. But I'll just ignore it, I don't know why. Don't mind where I'm going, just enjoy the ride. Possible. U-turn, could be rough, might be windy, but I'll go ahead anyway.
U-turn is advised, but I go ahead anyway. That's a interesting philosophy. A little bit of Keith McMillan, probably a little bit of all of us in that one. Let's hear from Balsam Range now. A little bit of bluegrass to wind out the show. Doing a song called I Ain't Leaving. This is from their Paper Town LP.
I live is out of the way, so everybody always wants to ask me why I haven't packed my things and moved away. But I've been around enough to know what's out there, and I'm strong enough to say that I don't care.
I ain't leaving, I'm hanging tough till the good Lord calls me up. I'll be here until my dying day. All I'm needing is you by my side, a couple kids and a simple life. I wouldn't want it any other way. Well, I'm holding to the things that I'm leaving. I ain't leaving.
Baby, I know sometimes life ain't easy, and it's a struggle just to make ends meet. And though we try and try, a simple way of living won't lead us to a life on easy street. But it don't matter how hard the road ahead gets, I ain't ever gonna call it quits.
I ain't leaving, I'm hanging tough till the good Lord calls me up. I'll be here until my dying day. All I'm needing is you by my side, a couple kids and a simple life. Wouldn't want it any other way. Well, I'm holding
to the things that I believe in. Till my dying day, all I'm needing is you by my side, a couple kids and a simple life. Wouldn't want it any other way. Well, I'm holding to the things that I believe in. Maybe I got everything that I needed.
That was Balsam Range, and we are leaving. It's time for the end of the show now. Thanks very much for tuning into Back Porch Bluegrass. There'll be another show coming up in a week's time. But make sure, if you want to come to the George Jackson concert, email me at paultrenwith@gmail.com. If you want to go to the Hamilton County Bluegrass concert on the 23rd of March, go online and look up Hamilton County Bluegrass Band at the Cambridge Autumn Festival, and the tickets are available online there. It's going to be a great concert, believe me. We'll take it out with a fiddle tune from Tony Ellis. That's the way we started the show, from the album Sounds Like Bluegrass to Me. It's one called Shortening Bread. Bye.
Episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.